working so well.
Kentucky. Praise the Lord. Let's praise the Lord together. Man, what a day. You know, I got my schedule scrambled last week and missed that meeting because of an urgency. This week, I've got planned a continuing education class at 1 o'clock, so I'm going to have to slip out here a little earlier, and I've shared it with our speaker, so hopefully he will not feel like I'm offending him in any way when I do that. What a great day. What a privilege it is to have an opportunity to get away from everything and to spend the next few minutes just glorifying the Lord and really focusing in on what we appreciate about a relationship with Him. I want to share with you in just a few minutes some things that I really have had some powerful thoughts, inner thoughts, and since we don't have any women here today, perhaps I can share some of those thoughts. And Stacy, if you'll go ahead and chew that up and swallow it, I'll ask you to ask God's blessing on the meeting, because I was thinking of Stacy this morning as I thought about some of the things I'm going to share with you. I thought of time that when I was working in Stacy's office and I walked down the hall and shared something with you. And I might even tell you in particular what that was. And then I got direction from Stacy. And that example really points out to the importance of a relationship with people that you can share things with that you wouldn't ordinarily share. So, Stacy, come on up. Let's welcome Stacy Burton, Amer Realty.
Thanks, Larry. Been coming here 20, 30 years, something like that, Hines. And since we were meeting at Shawnee's over on Indian Trail, many good messages, many good blessings, and hats off to Hines and Larry for continuing this every week. It's been I can't tell you what a blessing it's been to me over the years and introduced me to different spiritual activities and things that have just led and guided my life. And the speakers and the meetings and all that we've done together. Let's bow, please. Father, thank you so much for this food today. Thank you for helping us to have safe travel here. And we ask that you be with all those in the face of the storm and to keep them safe and in your hands. And thank you for this food. And we just lift you up and love you so much. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Since Hines didn't introduce me, how about them dogs? Yeah. I'll say that Don and I wore blue today in sympathy for Kentucky losing their first game, right? But that's better for the dogs, right? This morning, as I was thinking about what I would share and really praying and ask God for direction, I thought of a story I read about a Northwest University study on the fact that brain waves align with those around you. If people want to maximize happiness and minimize success or minimize stress, they should build a life that requires fewer decisions by surrounding themselves with people who embody the traits they prefer. Over time, they'll pick up those desirable attitudes and behaviors. And that's from Moran Cerf, who is a professor at Northwestern University. And when I read that, I thought, well, I know that's true, but I never have as expressed it that way. We know to be careful about people we're hanging around. When we, especially if you're a spirit-filled Christian, you can tell if you're in the presence of somebody that's a bad influence. And as I read in the book of Corinthians this morning, I sorted this out so I wouldn't read verse 18 if we had the wrong mix of people and genders in here. But I'm going to read the whole thing because it gets back to something all of us as males were tempted with. And I had a really powerful thought as I thought about that this morning, what I'm going to share with you. This morning, I started to understand why later in life I've got relationships with people, the fellowship breakfast that we do at the office, this fellowship, other places I speak, where I can have a relationship with the women there and not be tempted like I would if I was younger. You know what I'm talking about? As a young person, when you embrace a woman, and there's just something there that you have to be careful about. Let me read you 1 Corinthians 6:18, starting with verse 18. Flee from sexual immorality. All other sins a person commits are outside his body. But whoever sins sexually sins against their own body. Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You're not your own. You're bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. And I was thinking about the fact that many years ago, Stacy, while we were still over at Exchange Place, I came in to Stacy and I said, "Stacy, let me tell you something that happened. Screenplay Video was over there right across the street." You remember the story now, don't you, Stacy? Deborah and I were in the car and taking videos back. And on the sign was closed, return all videos to a tinting thing that was on the other end of the little strip mall. So I went down there and turned it into them, and I said, you're taking these now. Do you rent them out at half price? You know, just making conversation. Maybe you can rent those. She said, "No, we haven't been authorized to do that. The only thing that I can do is receive them. I'll take them back." A girl sitting there says, "I've got something half price." "Really?" She said, "Yeah, I can spend time with you for a couple of dollars." And I said, "Wow." And she got up and started. I said, "My wife sat in the car." And she said, "Whoa, take this number. You got a cell phone?" I said, "Yeah, take this number." And her name was Kay. And I'm walking out there with my head spinning. Here I had encountered something that I didn't expect to encounter going in there. Man, I looked at that number, and the next morning I went in and told Stacy. I said, "Stacy, let me tell you what happened last night." He said, "Delete that number right now. Delete the number." And I deleted the number. And I thought about the wisdom that Stacy used there. You know, if you get in a situation where your wife and I are, your wife and you are kind of crossways, sometimes I might look at Kay's number in there. Think about the temptation. Satan is continually putting things in your path that can trip you up. Satan is continually trying to get you not to do God's will. That's all he wants to do. Mark Rutland taught me that. He doesn't have a plan. All he wants to do is make sure you don't do God's plan. And then I thought about the power of this scripture when it talks about the Holy Spirit within us. And I was thinking about, now, I know Hines cringes when I get on the edge of politics, but our speaker today has been in politics, so I thought about the immaturity of people in this country, and we can see it so clearly in politics. I heard one of the wannabes, a former politician, say yesterday that civility will return when we get the majority again. Civility will return. And I'm not going to tell you her name, but her initials are HC, and she, praise the Lord, she lost. Now, that's as far as I'm going to go with the politics. But we really think about the things we see in immaturity. Children, many times, do not grow up knowing how to make a living. They still depend on parents. I heard somebody say the other day, and I don't know, remember this, the percentage, but there's a percentage of parents still contribute to their children even after they're married. They still give them money and do things to help them financially. And part of that comes from guilt by not teaching them what it's all about. What we need to do as Christians is really be so sensitive to the Holy Spirit, I feel, that we understand that direction immediately, we act promptly and decisive on what we ought to do. I shouldn't have needed Stacy to tell me to delete that number. I should have known it. But see, that's where we need each other. Hines talks about blind spots we have sometimes. I didn't see the danger that Stacy saw when I shared that story with him. And the idea that we can get through this all alone, get through this life all alone, is not true. If it was that way, why would God have Adam and Eve multiply? Why would he have created Eve even? Because he saw real soon that it was not good for man to be alone. And as we men face things we haven't faced before, it's going to happen continually at a more rapid pace than ever as we're in the marketplace. We certainly cannot do it alone. I've talked about things that I've done in my business to enable me to operate at a very effective level because of affiliating myself with another person that has skills and abilities. Early on, many years ago, Hines introduced me to a book. Was it Paul Gerber that wrote E-Myth?
Yeah.
And Gerber was the last name. I don't remember whether it's Paul or not. But in this, he talks about, in business, many times a technician will go into business without being a visionary and without having management skill. And they're destined to fail. He says, management skills, be visionary, and the technical knowledge is something that you got to have. And anybody lacking one of those three, if they don't have it, they need to hire somebody that's got those things. Hines and I talked about the sales end of his business. The idea that we can recognize where we're limited is so important because God didn't make us to do this thing alone. And it is so encouraging when we know that we can have a nucleus of people that we fully trust. In fact, I shared, Amy, at your brunch last week. Was that last week or week before? Anyway, it was something that happened when I thought I had really overloaded myself with doing the breakfast at the office on Tuesday, this luncheon on Wednesday, and then Yamie's brunch on Thursday. And what happened there, we ended up getting a commercial broker at the office that I have such a tight relationship with. He called me this morning to see if he was supposed to be here. And I said, well, there's so much going on at the office with his class, I thought he'd be better for next week. But he was coming with me last week. But I look at what God was doing, and of course I've already shared this with Hines over breakfast this past Saturday, but what God was doing while I was taking care of going to Covington and taking care of coming here and taking care of doing the fellowship breakfast at the office, it was so reassuring. It built my faith, and it let me tell you with a lot of passion, and it let me tell you with a lot of surety that God will take care of those things that we can't get to if we continue to honor Him first and have the top priority serving Him wherever He makes that place to serve available to us. Praise the Lord for that relationship that we can all have. Let's praise the Lord.
Thanks, Larry. This is the Norcross Fellowship Luncheon. We've met pretty much every week since 1985, and the purpose is to provide a platform for a businessman to share his faith and how that works in the marketplace. We do try to remain denominationally inclusive and politically neutral. Not that I'm opposed to those, but if you're trying to witness to someone and they think you're on the wrong side that they think you should be on, the wall goes up. They don't hear anything else you say. And I think we should celebrate the opportunity to vote and to go to different denominations and, you know, the freedom we have. Instead, we've made it. Anyway, I'm sorry. I'm going to get back down off mic. Okay. But, and so I celebrate with Larry his freedom to say whatever he wants at this mic. And I love him. He knows it. We're brothers in the Lord. The main speakers are always businessmen who profess Christ, who are not in full-time ministry and currently employed. The purpose is to have to get wisdom both on how people apply their business skills, but also, as Larry was sharing, how God intervenes supernaturally in our businesses and our personal lives in many different ways. If you're here for the first time and you feel comfortable doing so, just stand where you are, give us your name, where you work, and how you found out about the meeting, or if you're in a job transition, the kind of work you're looking for. So anybody? You've been here 23 years ago anyway, so.
No,
that's right. You want to introduce Raul?
It is my grandson, Raul. Raul lives up in Cleveland, Tennessee. They're on the fall break this week. So
praise the Lord. Welcome, Raul. We got tile map.
Oh, yeah. You've been here before, or is this your first time? Oh, yeah.
He used to have on a suit tie. It picks me up too.
You're in the same time?
I'm sorry, that was bad. My eyesight's going too, but no, that's fine. Thank you. You're very kind. I think we'll go ahead and introduce our speaker.